601-487-4769.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of Cullen Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. We have a really, really great show today. We're going to end the show, actually, with Eric Sprott. Eric is a very, very interesting guy. He has not been on the program before, but rest assured, I'm going to get him on here more frequently in the future. He's going to be appearing in the second hour talking about why he is so bullish on gold and silver. We got Mickey Fulp, who's going to be talking about uranium. Just all in all, going to be a really, really good show. We're going to start out right now with Ron Hera. Let me tell you a little bit about Ron. Ron is the principal of an organization called Hera Research LLC. He's the principal author of a newsletter called the Hera Research Newsletter. The guy's got a master's degree from Stanford University. He has appeared on Kitco various times, Financial Sense NewsHour. He's been involved there. The Mises community, he's been involved there. And then my buddy Bill Murphy from 321 Energy has picked up some of his stuff. So Ron is not an unknown commodity by any means in our industry. Ron, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Good morning.
Got an interesting question for you. The question is, we have some turmoil going on in the Middle East, uncertainty with a capital U, bold-faced, underlined, et cetera, et cetera. How do you think all of this is impacting the investment community on an international level, Ron?
Well, first I'll say that that is quite a complex question. I think in simplest terms, it would seem to me that the dynamic in terms of the flight to safety into the dollar or into precious metals is a trend that I would expect to continue and quite possibly accelerate in coming weeks. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is that I think the situation in the Middle East is becoming increasingly volatile. We're moving from a situation where we have relative stability, and I'm not making a moral judgment about the types of governments we have there, because mm-hmm. we have monarchies and dictatorships, mm-hmm. and even today in Egypt, in fact, really the military is in control.
Yeah.
So we're moving from that situation to a situation where we have much more political volatility, I'll say, and democracy would be an example of that, in fact, versus the totalitarian regimes that are there today. And as that continues, we actually are moving from order to chaos.
Yeah.
So the ultimate outcome of the transformation, and I'll say transformation, that's taking place in the Middle East today is unclear at this point. And as long as that lack of clarity persists, which I think will remain for weeks to come, then I think there can't be any doubt that the flight to safety dynamic will continue.
And flight to safety dynamic being defined, among other things, in the flight to both gold and silver as an asset class of last resort, perhaps, huh?
Well, I think that, yeah, that's probably the largest factor in my mind. But, of course, I think this is also going to bring about a great deal of speculation, particularly in oil and energy.
Mm-hmm.
Brent crude is 116 this morning, and I think that that's a key indicator. I mean, I would expect oil prices to continue to trend upwards, and mm-hmm. the risk of supply disruption is very significant.
It is. The Middle East, as I've described it in the past, has been a powder keg. Well, that powder waiting to explode. Well, that powder keg is really starting to smolder right now. If there's any question about that, in terms of disruption, you know, of the oil supply from the Middle East, I think that's a really real possibility. You know, most of my colleagues are saying the only reason that the United States and the European community is even involved over there, particularly right now in Libya, is because they want to assure the fact that the oil continues to flow. And I think it's a very valid reason, don't you?
Well, I think there's some truth to that. But at the same time, I think the intervention in Libya has been something of a knee-jerk reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mission in Libya in particular is unclear. For example, today we learned that the military operations are going to be turned over to NATO.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that there's an effort now to facilitate negotiations between Gaddafi and the insurgents, basically, at this point. So that's a situation where we intervened first and began to discuss solutions afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
There is an argument for, you know, protecting civilian lives and so forth, but
sure.
You know, now we're talking about negotiation. I don't think anyone knows who the leadership is on the other side. Obviously, we know Gaddafi represents the established entrenched order. But that's a situation where I don't think this secures the oil supply at all. I mean, it looks to me like this will just continue as a conflict in Libya for an indefinite period. And as long as that goes on, I think that basically contributes to the uncertainty.
Ron, going back to the flight to safety philosophy that you were talking about earlier, can you elaborate a little bit on that for me? I mean, we talked about gold and silver, but, you know, and then you talked about the escalation in the price of oil, but where else do you see this flight of safety coming into evidence, huh?
It's not just the Middle East. So we have to step back and look at the macro picture when we're talking about flight to safety, because
mm-hmm.
the sovereign debt situation, both in the United States and in Europe, is very significant. I mean, so today the Europeans reached an agreement about their bailout fund, but you have Portugal with 75 billion euros, about $100 billion. In an immediate financing need.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Eurozone continues to be plagued by these sovereign debt problems. At some point, austerity becomes unpalatable. I mean, you can't just raise taxes, cut benefits, and pay banks, you know, to the nth degree. At some point, this just becomes politically untenable. And we're seeing this in Ireland. We're seeing this in Portugal. So certainly, you know, the European sovereign debt crisis is far from over, and this agreement about the bailout fund is really no solution at all.
Well, what do you think about the conflicting signals that are coming out of the United States right now? I mean, GDP growth for the fourth quarter of 2010 was revised upward, if I'm not mistaken, up to around 3.2%. But again, by the same token, a couple of numbers that came out today, corporate profits are down, okay, about 12%. And by the same token, the consumer sentiment figures that came out today, in spite of the quote-unquote good news about the growth of the economy vis-a-vis the GDP anyway, consumer sentiment is down at, you know, going way back down towards all-time lows. I mean, we're getting...
Well, let's talk about the consumer sentiment. So you know, unemployment remains high.
Yeah.
Duration of unemployment remains high. You know, so the unemployment picture might be improving in a marginal way, but the big picture, where I'm talking about the shrinking workforce,
mm-hmm.
And the export of industries, which has already occurred, effectively deindustrialization. I mean, we learned that the population of Detroit, for example, has decreased quite dramatically. Look at housing prices;
sure.
they've dropped tremendously. You look at housing starts; they're bottom bouncing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously, I mean, consumer confidence rests on these kinds of things. That, you know, yes, the stock market has rallied, and there is a wealth effect from that. There is a wealth effect from the stock market rally. But you have to realize that this represents a relatively small portion of the population. And when you're measuring consumer sentiment, that's a much broader measure. I mean, people are looking at the value of their house and their prospects for employment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting situation going on in the United States right now. There's no question about it, you know, and that adds fuel to the fire that Ron is not the fire, but the argument, I guess I should say, that Ron is talking about in terms of a flight to safety. I guess the interesting question in terms of how do you provide safety for your, you know, your family and your loved ones, so to speak, in an environment like this, where you have the Middle East exploding, where you have financial turmoil, to say the, you know, to a high degree in Europe, where you've got, you know, conflicting signals coming out of the United States. What do you do? Well, listen to the rest of the program, see what the other people have to say, come to your own conclusion. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads. They're hype and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out, Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Got my buddy Peter Grandich with me right now. You know, Peter and I have a lot of things in common, but one thing that we have in common is we are both fundamentally, we've got some real religious fundamentals that we live our lives by, you know, and I got, it was interesting, an email from one of our regular listeners, and it was something that he forwarded to me, and it was entitled Billy Graham's Prayer for Our Nation. And then underneath that, the next title is This Man Sure Has a Good View on What's Happening to Our Country. And I'm going to start out just reading a little bit about this and then get Pete's views on this. He starts out by saying, Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good, but that is exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values. Example number one, we've exploited the poor and call it the lottery. Hey, what do you think about that, Pete?
I used to say for quite a while, it's ironic that last sentence, I used to say that the lottery was the only tax people willing to wait an hour or two online to pay. And, you know, in a sense, that's what the lottery came, especially in the poorer sections, which used to be, by the way, for someone that grew up in the big city, was the game, the numbers, years ago when people would play the numbers, and the lottery really took that place.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things. And then the bigger picture, of course, obviously, because you forwarded that email to me, and, mm-hmm. and I read what was said, is just something we've talked about, I think, as long as I've known you, and mm-hmm. that is how much this country, politically correct or incorrect, if you, depending on who hears what I'm about to say,
yeah.
has moved away from the spirit and the foundation of Judeo-Christian. And that is, in my view, and you know, I know I'm singing to the choir at least when I speak to you, one of the major reasons why we have the problems that we have. I don't think it's a coincidence that the more this country has moved away from what the Founding Fathers believed in and intertwined their faith into everyday life mm-hmm. is why society-wise here in America we have the problems that we have.
Well, this guy goes on. It's pretty interesting. He gives a couple of other examples, and the one that I think is particularly interesting is he says, quote, we've rewarded laziness and called it welfare. Now that's something that I am firmly convinced is true, not in 100% of the cases on welfare, because there are some people that simply need assistance. But, boy, when you start looking at some of the second and third and fourth generation families in some of our major cities on welfare, when you look at the fact that upwards of 50% of people in the United States are on some type of entitlement program, you know, and then you realize that we've lost our manufacturing sector. I mean, come on, Pete, what's this all about?
Well, the welfare thing, you know, one of the positives that came out of the Clinton administration mm-hmm. was a lead to change the restructuring of the welfare system. It certainly better, and it took away the really the incentive not to do anything, and that led to so many generations. But
yeah.
the entitlement thing is, I think, is a more important issue, and probably the biggest social issue ahead facing Americans. And I just experienced it as we speak today. My nearly 90-year-old mom has gone into assisted living. My mother has probably collected her Social Security five or six times over and has probably cost the Medicare system $500,000 in various operations and so mm-hmm. forth over the last few years. And so now with an aging population, there's an expectation of that same type of care and expectation to collect those type of funds through the next group that's approaching that end, and that's the baby boomers, and this government is in no position to pay it. And, you know, I've talked about this for years, that the next big fight in America is going to be not only among the classes, but among the different age groups.
Yeah, see, it's just a known fact that that's going to happen. You know, I have to tell you, it's really interesting in my mind, you know, the direction that our country has taken. Here's another really interesting example, Pete. That, you know, he talks about kids and he says, we have neglected to discipline our children and called it building of self-esteem. You know, that one really, really strikes home to me. And I'll tell you why. I remember we sent our kids, any way you want to put it, to parochial schools. And I remember when Stephanie, our youngest daughter, was you know, about to enter a high school in Portland called Jesuit High School. Kath and I went up there and listened to, you know, kind of the introduction given by the fellow who ran the school. And, you know, and he looked at the audience and he said very simply, he said, I want you people to realize one thing. We are a college preparatory institution, okay? We're a Catholic school, but we respect all faiths. The one thing that you have to understand about our institution is that if your kid messes up, causes harm to others, etc., he's out of here. They're not going to do that in the public schools, but he said, you know what? We can, and we do. And I remember Kathy and I walked out of there, and I said, honey, no matter what it takes, our kid's going to go to this school. And you know what? Stephanie graduated 4 years later, and every single kid in that high school went on to a university other than one young man who joined the Army. Who's right and who's wrong, Pete?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I can remember, just to tell you real quick, mischief night. Now, God, I couldn't even have been 10 or 11 years old, and we went and knocked over garbage cans and rang people's bell, and the police came and got us. They brought us out to the station, and they called my father, and my father physically beat me, not to the pulp, but for everybody to see, for the 6 blocks that we had to walk home, and I had to ring bells where we thought we rang bells and knocked over garbage cans and apologize. Mm-hmm. And the reason I bring that up is not only did it stop me from doing it again and was disciplined, but I think if my father was alive today or if I did that to my child, they'd be calling every agency and locking me up.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's corporal punishment and physicality is what every kid should be whacked, but one of the problems that we lost is disciplining our children and the fear of disciplining our children on how people are going to look at it at all. So there in your school, they had a you know, no nonsense policy, and that doesn't exist certainly in the public school systems anymore.
Well, I have to tell you, Kathy and I spent a whack of money. You know, we didn't get a new BMW when the kids were in school. We didn't get a bigger house. You know what we did, Pete? We got our kids good education, great educations, and I have to tell you, I'm not saying this to toot my own horn, but I'm saying, you know, today we have three kids, all of whom have great jobs, okay, all of whom are contributing to society, all of whom have some values, for lack of better terms, and I'm not knocking public education, but I'm saying, you know, what I'm knocking to a very large extent, Pete, is political correctness. You know, you look at the avenue that we're traveling down in this country right now. You look at what's going on all over the world. You look what the impression of the United States is on an international level. And you know what? I'm scared. Final words, Pete.
Well, again, it goes back to that we removed what separated this country from most others was its openness and its willingness to not only speak about its faith, but live its faith. And that died almost a generation ago, and now we're paying the sins for it.
I don't think there's any question about that. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent.
You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
I am back with an old friend of mine, Gary Freeman. And Gary was the president of a company called Pediment Gold Corp that was bought out. Very, very successful situation for the investors in Pediment. Gary has gone on. He's now running a company called Ethos Capital Corp, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But I wanted to bring Gary on the show to basically illustrate how entrepreneurs in the mining industry, you know, they'll have one company that's very successful. They'll let that company go, much to the happiness and profitability in most cases of the shareholders, and they'll go on to another company when they feel that their prior company, when they feel their level of expertise perhaps is not what it should be to take the company to the next step. It takes a really, really solid individual, in my opinion, to do something like that, and that's what Gary has done. Gary started a company called Ethos Capital Corp. I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, I am an investor in Ethos Capital, so I'm far from being arm's length on this situation. Ethos is also a sponsor on our website. Also want to say that my daughter works for Ethos, so you know we are very, very heavily involved with this particular company. Ethos is involved in the Yukon, and I guess I want to start out by asking Gary, first of all, Gary, why the Yukon, man?
Well, you know, Al, after the days of Pediment, I took a couple, 2-3 months off, and I'd looked around for things that had a real big opportunity, and I certainly wanted to be in an area that would have a lot of exposure to investors and a lot of data put out about an area that would get people's attention. Mm-hmm. And with what happened last year with companies like Kamenak and Underworld, they were taken out in Underworld. Kamenak has been very successful. And just generally that area that hasn't seen a lot of exploration over the past 20 or 30 years, I just felt it was time. And with what's going on up there, is, you know, being in good company is something I like to do, which is why we were in Mexico, in Sonora, in good company. You know?
Yeah. The one issue you have to deal with is seasonality. There's a certain quiet period there, okay? The weather is, I don't know, for probably 4 or 5 months a year, is just too severe to really do much in the way of exploration work. How are you going to handle that, Gary?
Well, you know, we recognize the season, and really there's only, you know, as a matter of fact, the season starts practically June 1st, mm-hmm. and I think by the end of middle of October, you're pretty well done, unless you're going to winterize a camp, which, you know, we're not for that far down the road yet to even think of that, but... Mm-hmm. You know, so it does leave you with about 7 months of time where you're not news flow in, or not news flowing. And so when Ethos was first established, it was established with a number of Mexican properties that we acquired from a very good friend of mine. One of them has turned out to be an actual really good target, and we'll get to that sometime in November, December mm-hmm. of this year. And so what we recognized was if we could do some things outside of an area, particularly an area I have a lot of experience in with Mexico, mm-hmm. And leave that for the quiet months and then work diligently, and you have to hit the ground running. I mean, you have to hit it hard in the Yukon because you don't have a lot of time. Then we could go from the Yukon the end of October and start moving, you know, people back down to Mexico, which, by the way, they don't mind going to Mexico in that time of the year.
No.
And you just keep moving, you know, and we have that team of people for the Yukon that would stay in the Yukon. We have the group of people that we work with in Mexico, and just the chief geologists would move back and forth, and we felt that it was a great plan to cover off, you know, the year and have news flow through the 12-month period.
Makes a lot of sense. You know, I have to tell you, with all the due diligence that I've done on the Yukon, which was started out probably a year or so ago by both David and Eric Coffin, I am very, very optimistic about that area. I think the Yukon, quite frankly, Gary, is going to be truly the subject of a lot of jours, a lot of du jours, you know, coming up here in the summer and fall months. It's going to be an area play. It is already an area play that is just getting nothing but more and more excitement.
Well, just to interrupt you just a moment, one of the things that was important for me in the Yukon was, one, to deal with reputable people, and we've acquired our properties from who is now the Prospector of the Year and was awarded that at the PDA just recently, Sean Ryan. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody says, well, everybody's got the greatest Sean Ryan property, and I get all that. But Sean is a big investor in Ethos, and he and I hit it off, and he liked Ethos particularly because it's not a bloated float. It's only got 26 million shares out. Mm-hmm. There's about $6 million in the bank, and there are a lot of warrants in the money that come in all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a well-structured company with a lot of money in the bank that we know we'll spend this year, but I think we'll be able to replace it. So that was it. Plus, we wanted big properties. I didn't want a bunch of postage stamps, so we ended up acquiring about 700 square kilometers. The largest of the property package is just adjacent to Kamenak, who's had the big successes, a long strike, and that's a huge property package we've acquired through Sean. And then another one called Wolf and Hen. Wolf is where we expect to drill this year. It's got probably the most data of the properties we've acquired, so we're comfortable with it. So, you know, these were some of the things that I felt were important, you know, location, location, location. Now, of course, we're not in the real estate business, but if you think about what's going on up there, it's an important aspect. People, people, people. Mm-hmm. And Ethos has got a tremendous, I mean, for a company its size and how new it is, it's got a tremendous board of directors and an excellent management team. And, you know, with the past successes of the people involved in the company, it's something I'm happy to be doing post-Pediment.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the board of directors and the management team, Gary.
The key directors that were with the company when it started were myself, Chris Theodoropoulos, Godfrey Walton, who is the president of Endeavor Silver, which was part of that Mexican experience we mm-hmm. wanted in the company, and Peter Wong, who's an accountant, fabulous accountant.
Right.
And then as time went on, we expanded it. Hank Van Alphen from the International Tower Hill Cardero fame has become a board member, and a number of his staff and people he works with, example, would be Mark Cruz, who is, once again, part of the team that identified the Mexican properties for us. Mark Cruz is world-renowned in carbonate replacement deposits and in structures, and that's what we have on the Mexican Corrales property. So he's gotten involved. We've got Peter Mordaunt, who was part of the team that came into Pediment to help sort out the takeover. So he's now involved. we've got some tremendous management. Peter Tolman's gotten involved, and he is from, he had Messina, and that stock did very well in the old days. It's been a little bit slow, you know, as of late, as the size of the deposits didn't meet the expectation of the investors. But that said, he spent many years with Marie Pesm running all his successful endeavors in Labrador. So he's got all the experience we need in that type of environment. And so we've just got this tremendous group of people around us that are very well heeled in not only the exploration business, but also in that part of the world. As a matter of fact, and this is not to be to be left on the table, it's certainly important that Dan McNeil, who has come from, spent many years with Barrick, the last 3 years in particular, in the Yukon and in the Tintina Gold Belt, and spent some time, a lot of time up in Alaska. Mm-hmm. He's got a tremendous amount of experience, and he's an advisor to the company. So we've really been able to put a good group of people together. I think everybody's very happy with the property package. If you look at the website and look at the different property packages and where they sit relative to what Caminac's been doing, you can see for yourself that it sits on structure, and I think that what has been going on and what will go on, and I think Caminac's just starting to drill the sugar prospect, which is just across the border from the Betty prospect that we have, we've probably landed in one of the best places we could in the Yukon. And that's not to say other companies don't have a chance. Certainly they do. But, you know, we like to go where stuff's being found, and proximity-wise is very important, and we were lucky enough with Sean's help to get the exact right property location.
Going to be a very, very interesting year. News flow, Gary, is going to start about when now?
Well, we have a little bit of news to come out over the next couple of weeks, and then we'll start reporting. You know, this year for us won't be a lot of drilling in the Yukon, largely because we're planning to do about 30 or 35,000 soils, and that seems to be a proven method for identifying good targets mm-hmm. in the Yukon. But we expect to report on some of the stuff. We'll clean up the balance of the reporting from Mexico, and then we'll, you know, we have a number of other things going on in the company that are newsworthy, and then we'll go into news flow probably the beginning of June in the Yukon and go right through to October, November. We will and have acquired a drill to work on the Wolf Claim, pardon me, the Wolf Claim. I think August 15th is the target date. So we will have some drill news we're expecting. We will have a lot of soil news we're expecting. Sean will be doing all that work for us, which is important because he's really generated the method that's worked. And be, you know, a pretty robust news flow season because of the Yukon. And not only because of what we're doing, but, you know, if you look to the north, you've got Pacific Ridge. They're going to be drilling off our border to the north. And Caminac will be working on the sugar prospects. So there'll be a lot of news generated around that whole area.
The gal's going to be right back to talk uranium with Mickey Folt.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to close out the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economic Support Time. Al Cornell, I've got the mercenary geologist with me right now, Mickey Fulk. And Mickey and I are going to be chatting a little bit about uranium. Uranium certainly has come to the forefront in light of the disaster in Japan. You know, interesting editorial in the New York Times on Thursday, March 24th, written by a guy named Frank N. Von Ippel. And Frank is a physicist. He is, among other things, a professor of public and international affairs at Princeton, and he's the co-chairman of the International Panel on Official Materials. Very, very interesting guy. But in his op-ed piece, he wrote that, you know, in spite of the fact of what happened in Japan, which was clearly a disaster of immeasurable proportions, he came out and said, you know, we have to understand that the nuclear industry is a very, very important segment of the energy sector. It's going to become more and more important. You have to understand that it is, even in spite of the event that occurred in Japan, it is still considerably safer, for example, than the coal industry in terms of injuries, deaths, etc. Significantly safer. Nuclear fuel is very definitely falls in the category of being very green, very clean, etc., etc. And we can't forget the fact that nuclear energy really represents, to a very large extent, the key to the supply, you know, having a successful supply-demand equation in terms of energy in the future. Mick, would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a no-brainer.
Sure.
We produce something on the order of 13-14% of the electricity in the world on a yearly basis produced from nuclear power plants. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, the incident at Fukushima is serious, but I would not categorize it as a great disaster. The disaster here is the tsunami, which now looks like it will have killed 18,000 people. The disaster would be things such as all the oil refineries that have burned for days upon end. Japan, essentially, a significant portion of Japan is without electrical power, without water. And so that, to me, is the disaster. Complicating that is the Fukushima nuclear
incident, if you will. It certainly looks like it will be the second worst incident in the 57-year history of nuclear power generation.
Yeah.
It is not a Chernobyl, because there was no containment vessel surrounding the Chernobyl, a very defectively designed Russian reactor. We have nothing like that in the West. In fact, those plants no longer exist in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
During that incident in 1986, all the radiation was released directly into the ground and the air. And it is certainly a disaster there. But Fukushima had well-engineered containment vessels. Most of the radiation is being confined to the immediate vicinity. There are elevated levels of radiation, but they are not really a threat to human health. The real concern here will be if there is significantly contaminated food and water,
right,
that remains contaminated, where people ingest radioactive iodine, which is known to cause thyroid cancer. So that's about the scope of it right now. It will take a couple of more weeks at least for this entire thing to play out, these reactors to be cooled down and be declared safe again.
Mickey, let's change the subject a little bit in a slight direction, and let's talk about the impact that Fukushima is having on the resource sector comprised of those companies involved in, you know, the exploration for or the development of uranium assets throughout North America.
Well, the immediate impact was significant. Most of the uranium stocks, and this goes from manufacturers of equipment to utilities to sovereign companies that are listed on stock exchanges, all the way down to uranium producers and junior explorers and developers, all took significant hits in their share price, somewhere on the order of maybe 30% to 40%. If you use Uranium Participation Corp's kind of a proxy, it was down about 30%. Since then, the stocks really came roaring back starting about a week ago, and most of them gained about somewhere on the order of half of their losses back. Since that time, they've drifted lower. So we're looking right now at and as you well know, and most of your listeners play the junior resource sector, the most speculative end of the sector, and those stocks have been off the last couple of days, but they're still well above the lows that they hit 10 days ago, something like that.
Well, it strikes me that what we have here, Mick, is a buying opportunity for people who are interested in the uranium sector, huh?
Well, yeah, I think that's true, but it's very difficult to make bottom calls on this sort of market that trades with emotion and not a lot of logic sometimes when things like this happen. So I'll be honest with you, I immediately, or not immediately, about day three of what I would call the end of the emotion and panic end of this market, and 3 days after it occurred, I actually took profits, admittedly smaller profits, on a couple of my more speculative stocks in junior resource space. Since that time, I have been picking away at weakness, if you will, with stink bids of a uranium producer in the United States, a new uranium producer, and that's Uranium Energy Corp.
Sure.
So I've been buying it on weakness. I would tell people if they think there is a long-term viability to this industry, which I certainly do.
Well, what's the alternative, Mick? I mean, what's the alternative?
You know? Well, there is no alternative, Al. That's the thing. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. There are alternatives, but I think that nuclear is the better alternative. Are we going to go back and convert all, start building more coal-fired power plants? I doubt it. You know, we have a carbon emission problem in the world, and that's from the burning of fossil fuels.
Sure.
So if you want to eliminate that, then you're not going to build any more coal plants, not going to build any more oil plants. You may, there's been some movement to go to natural gas, which actually is cleaner, but it's not a particularly efficient way to make electrical power, and it is a fossil fuel. Other alternatives, solar and wind, well, we've talked about this before.
Right.
The trouble with solar is it's night for 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And the trouble with wind, it only blows 365, 24, and 7 in Wyoming and in offshore locations.
Right.
So then comes the NIMBYs, who have now filed 5 lawsuits against 5 new solar plants in the Mojave Desert, close to where you're located.
Exactly.
Right now. And they've also filed lawsuits against a big offshore wind farm on the East Coast, off the East Coast of the United States.
Yeah.
So, you know, the NIMBYs would like for us to freeze in the dark, as far as I can tell. But to me, the safest, the cleanest alternative is nuclear.
Oh.
So far as no one's died from the Fukushima reactor, there's been minor occurrences of radiation sickness amongst people that are working inside those plants trying to control, get water on the exposed fuel rods.
Mm-hmm.
There were certainly some design flaws that were unable to withstand the fifth largest earthquake since 1900, but more importantly, the tsunami that came after. I think what it tells us is you shouldn't build nuclear power plants on major fault zones.
That's the understatement of the day, Mick, I got to tell you. Let's make it the understatement of the year. But, you know, I think the point of all of this, though, is I think that anyone who overlooks the nuclear energy sector of the resource industry really ought to have their head examined because, you know, as you very accurately brought out, there really isn't any alternative. I mean, sure, there are additions to the industry, but in terms of the one important factor, I think nuclear is it. The final word, buddy.
Well, you know, we're going to see some fallout, pun intended, from this. Germany is now going to shut down all its nuclear power plants, and that's 30% of their electricity. So what are they going to do when there's rolling brownouts, blackouts, and highly increased electrical costs? Nuclear is the choice that we logically, as scientifically thinking, logical people, it to me seems the most viable alternative of everything.
I agree 100%. Stick around for the second hour of the Cornell Economics Report. Big Al's going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cornell Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.